Blog Talk Radio.
Girl, if you was over here at my house, girl, you see the shoes, the clothes. I look,
emptied out a closet, girl. I don't know what, you know, I was going through when I started. I just don't know what I was thinking. Baby, but that baby is all over that bedroom. Just, I don't even need visitors. Yep. So what's been going on? What's been up with you?
Nothing really. Just working and playing with grandbabies and let's see what. And I cleaned out my storage yesterday. So not yesterday, Saturday. Saturday I cleaned it out.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty much it. I haven't really been doing too much of anything. Not much at all.
Okay.
I did.
So, okay.
Watch it. So that I started Friday, Thursday. Mm-hmm. I probably started.
Which one you watch?
It was really good. On Netflix, it's called From Scratch.
Yes. Yes.
Say, don't tell me it's something that I actually watched that you have not.
No. I've watched that. It is good. Yes,
yeah.
It is. So we might as well go get into it. That's a good thing.
Huh?
You know what made me mad about it, right, though?
Let me see. Trying to think of everything that ticked me off about it. No, you're gonna have to give it to me because it was a lot going on.
Yeah, it was a lot going on. Let me start here. First of all the movies, for some reason now, because usually you could watch a movie like that and a person lives. you watch and the person lives, but recently it just seemed like they just ending it, you know, with people just dying. I guess that's reality, but at the same time, oh, man, I was so mad.
Well,
I was so mad.
I don't know. You would want a relationship like that to flourish, to keep going, you know. So
right
on the romance side, it's like yes, you would want that, but you never know who's dealing with what when they're watching this movie. So maybe they needed to see that and they needed to get something or learn something from that.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? My favorite part of the movie, I had a lot of favorite parts, but my favorite part of the movie is after he passes, and the daughter comes in, tries to get her mom to eat. She won't eat. So then little sister comes in, you know, and she hugs her and everything. And then she says, because she was having a really emotional moment, and she says, tell me that the last time I saw you is not the last time you took a bath.
Mm.
And it kind of broke the thing. She was like, are you telling me that I stink? And she was like, yeah, you stink. So it kind of, you know, she played on that a little bit to kind of get her out of her funk. But,
yeah,
I don't know. I don't know. That movie was, I mean, I say that movie, but that series, for me, I loved it. From Texas, who bought a whole damn turkey to California on a plane.
Yeah.
And then out of everything that ticked me me off the most was how Lino cooked his whole Thanksgiving dinner. Had the table laid, had everything out, and they all just came in, moving his shit to the side, you know, like put on the table, put the yams on the table, put the rolls on the table, moved all his stuff to the side, and he's looking like, you know, his family that kicked him to the curb. Well, his dad. So in turn, his mom and sister had to, out of respect for the dad, because he ran the household. But it's like he don't have nobody. It's just him and his wife, and it's like they just kicked it to the curb like that smooth. Just and that in itself, there's
no problem.
Like,
there. It was good though. It was good. That was, because I had, you know how you see the movie, you see like a lot of different movie titles and stuff like that. So I had passed it a couple of times because I was like, I don't know, you know.
Yeah.
But I liked it. I mean, the beginning, you know, how they, you know, she was dating that other dude, you know what I'm saying? And,
Oh, but you see, she knew he liked her. She really know liked her. So for her to invite her parents, that was cool. But then to bring him there, too, man. I don't blame Lino. I would have been mad.
Yeah, that was good. That was pretty good. Now, I don't know if you've seen Flowers in the Attic, the origin story.
No. No. Is that the new?
No, it's not new. It's it's on Lifetime. But I'm pretty sure it's on Netflix or something like that. But I started watching
It's the book. I read the book Flowers in the Attic.
Now, you tell me, because I didn't read the book, so tell me about the book.
Okay, I need to, girl, that was middle school, so I'm going to need some refresh.
Was it ancestral?
Flowers in the Attic?
Okay,
you watch, tell me about the movie.
Okay, it was like, it's like a series, right? It says it's the origin story, and it kind of explains why the wife was so crazy. And she ran the way, and why she ran her house the way she ran it. And she was in business at first, and then she met her husband. Her husband really liked for women to be in men's, you know, felt like women should be quiet. And during a time when women couldn't vote, they were only supposed to tend to their house and their husband.
I don't follow specific, so
like her husband was obsessed with his mother, and her things were in the attic. And, like, her pictures, he kept pictures, you know, he had paintings and stuff, family secrets in the attic. And then her room was completely set up like she was still alive. Come find out, he was sleeping in the room. He was obsessed with his mama, like a natural obsession. So look it up so you can see it. It's pretty good. I think I got a couple of more episodes of it, but it's a mess going on that one right there. I was like, wait a minute, hold on, because it was like the origin story, and I was like, okay, I never read the book, so it was just a new movie for me. I mean, it's pretty good, though. It really is. Then I watched... let me go to my, you know, I got to hit my website, girl. Hit my website because I got some movies that I watched. What else you been, what else you checked out?
I saw the new Transformers, and it didn't do anything for me. I saw Fast 10, and I was just pissed off. I saw Fast 10. I didn't like, there was no ending. So you kind of know that there's going to be another, there's no kind of, you know there's going to be another, because it's like they cut it off in the middle of
right.
the movie, you know.
Right.
So, and let's see, got, what else is out? I watched,
what about John Wick?
Yeah, I watched that. That pissed me off too. I watched John Wick yesterday. I don't know. It's just, I don't know. It was just, and I would like to watch movies for the action.
Yeah.
And I think the most,
you know,
real part of the movie was at the end when he had to get to the top for that final duel, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like,
yeah,
the more he, the more obstacles he had to overcome, the more obstacles he had to come to run up to this MF at the very top and get thrown all the way back down to the bottom.
Yeah.
So did you watch it?
I watched it.
Okay.
But my thing is, how many people are you okay? Okay, I was tired. I ain't gonna lie to you. For all you John Wick fans, I'm sorry. God bless you and all that good stuff. But hey, it didn't move me at all. Cause
yeah.
First of all, I was mad that homeboy nominated the other dude the blind dude to fight John Wick. No. No, to do the duel with John Wick. No, you do it. Then,
I was mad.
How many ways can John Wick ride in and kill people? So they didn't put him on a horse. You know what I'm saying? He didn't kill several people in the car, which I don't understand how people keep running up on him in cars. Come on, the man inside out of each door. You get what I'm saying? The car turns in circles. He kills everybody. Then you got the dude with the dog, okay? So,
go ahead. I wish they had elaborated on him some more because he made a good twist to the thing because it was like he was in it for himself, but he was helping John Wick at the same time. But he was actually helping himself because he was trying to get that up. And then the punk at the end who was like, you know, he's going to choose somebody else to shoot to do his duel for him. Well, listen. Okay.
Yeah.
For his ass.
Okay.
And they told him. Go ahead.
And then how you gonna start the movie off by blowing up the hotel? Nigga, you cannot have a John Wick, nigga, without the hotel. What's wrong with y'all?
When the little kid killed the his concierge, like, for years, and then what's crazy is he passed away. I don't know if it was the end of last year, the beginning of this year, in real life. So it was crazy how they killed his character off, and this is the last John Wick, and then for him to actually pass away in real life.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of weird, too. But they could have elaborated on the dude with the dog a little bit more. And let me tell you something.
Yeah.
John Wick, wake up on that step, and it's another John Wick. I'm done.
Exactly. But what could they really do? John Wick ain't got no kids, so you can't say his son is coming back to avenge nothing. You can't, what you gonna do? You blew the hotel up. I keep going there. You understand me? They didn't kill it. So I just don't. I'm saying don't do it.
They'd have to, because old dude's getting his Continental hotel rebuilt.
Yeah.
So, maybe the girl who lost her father at the one in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah. Okay, I can see that.
But he's unwick, and if he's dead, then who's she coming back to kill? It's just a lot.
It's a lot.
But I want to know. I really do.
Yeah.
How many people can he possibly kill? I mean.
That's what I'm saying. Nobody should be alive but them. They the only ones should be left. You should just, and the people in the desert. You understand me? who else you got? Ain't nobody else. You know, then. The Jake and the Fat Man, that was a lot.
Listen. I was trying to figure out what he was going to back for proof. I said his head, but then when I saw the dude, I was like, oh, no, he's taking the grill. That grill is gone.
Oh, my God. Oh, I mean, that John Wick, that was a lot. It was a lot. But all of John Wick are a lot. And I think this one just piled on top of it. You know, John Wick fell off a building. John Wick
he hit his back on something that was protruding from the building and then hit the ground.
Dang, what did mother used to say?
You done gave out. You done done too much. Like
you done done too much.
You have done too much.
You mentioned let me look at my list. So you mentioned Fast. Okay, let me just go to Transformers right quick. Okay, so I'm going to just say how I felt about Transformers. I felt like, first of all, y'all are so tired that y'all went back to the 90s, okay? Second, why is Optimus Prime always weak? Now, I'm a diehard Autobot rollout fan. But come on now. Y'all really made him old. And the Optimus Prime in past Transformer movies, he was clean. Do you understand me? But this one was, I looked up, I forget what his semi was. It was a Peterbilt. I forget.
Yeah,
I think I'm
Peterbilt.
Right now. Peterbilt. Yeah, I think it was a Peterbilt.
Optimus Prime is my Autobot crush, okay?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
When I'm
Bumblebee, though.
Bumblebee's cute. He is. And he is kick-ass because he's the last one that anybody would ever think that could do, like, real damage, you know? But when he comes through, he comes through.
Yeah.
But all of the Autobots were kick ass even in this. But Optimus was a hot mess. I'm like, dude, come on.
Funky movie mess. Look, and then, but you know what? I think they did it because of Optimus Primal or whatever. I think they did it because they wanted folks focused on that. But
the gorilla, he wasn't even all that.
Look how they first.
They weren't.
Okay, call
they weren't all that. And then in every last one of them, Optimus gets his ass kicked. The whole movie. And then at the end,
he
wants to get extra strength from somewhere. And then he goes through, you know, and start cutting people up. And in one swoop, he cut everybody in half. Like, dude, how come you couldn't do that before? Why you gotta take that ass? Why?
Exactly. I said the same thing. I was like, oh, now we got a knife. Now we got a knife. Then I was mad because turn this young man into, you know, an Autobot. You gonna give him a suit. I understand y'all was trying to do something right there. But just don't care. Why you had to kill, what was his name?
Which one?
Oh, Mirage. Yeah, Mirage. Yeah. Don't let that do. And then I was mad at the end though. No, you know, we went to the movies with the seats and stuff that vibrate and move and make you feel like you're there and all that.
It was even worth it. Listen. We went to go see the matinee.
Yeah.
Because if we can't go with a whole bunch of people in there. So we went to the 11 o'clock showing. It was probably 10 people total in there.
Yeah.
And I was mad. It worked.
Yeah.
I could have saved them hours for a minute.
Could have saved them hours.
Going to work. I was upset.
Oh, I was so mad. Then I was sitting there. Now you got Quaylen. Was it Quaylen or was it? No, yeah. You got Quaylen, Tuan, Chris, and Darion on the front row. And then I took the seat on the back row. I was on my phone. You know what I'm saying? I was on my phone, for real.
Yeah.
It just did nothing. Now, Fast and the Furious. Look, Yoshi, I'm on my podcast right now, girl. Go find something. Go find your toy or something before you get knocked out. I'm serious. Anyway, Fast and the Furious. I love watching Jason Momoa.
Yeah.
I loved watching him. I can't come up with nothing. It was.
Yeah.
I'm trying to pull some out the sky. Like, was I excited? Was I? Jason Moore was on them. He was on them like white on right.
Yeah.
Huh?
I liked his character. I really did. I liked his character. And when he was doing the whole fingernail polish thing, I was like, oh, okay. I look down, I look back up, and these dudes are dead. Like, this cash dude was a trip. He was a trip.
Yeah. Oh, God. But
yeah, I mean, it was a good watch though. It was a good
movie to watch.
Wait,
right,
let me see.
Right,
I was talking.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Transformers. Then I saw.
What's Fast and the Furious?
Transformers.
If I had to do over again, we would not have seen. I would have waited. I would have watched them at the house. Transformers, Fast 10.
I'm trying to see what is it.
I watched the Christian.
Transformers, Fast 10. What's the other? John Wick. I wouldn't have paid to go see them. I was mad about the Transformers, but I didn't go see the other one because, I would have been very disappointed and upset.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Yeah.
They didn't do what they normally, what they're known for doing. They weren't as exciting as, you know, normal. Now, granted, the cast of Fast 10, they were decent. They had a few things in there that I thought was kind of fly. I'm glad the two chicks had the fight in Antarctica, you know, and I thought that was so hilarious how she fought to get out to open that top and saw it was nothing around her but ice. She closed it and went on back down. You know, thought that was the way they ended that part. I was like, dude, really? Now they're in the submarine. They're about to get rescued. And then it went off. It had the audacity to go off. I'm like, dude, are y'all kidding me? You know, there was nothing wrong. You know,
yeah.
So I have never watched a movie where it left you completely hanging, like totally hanging.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah. I'm trying to, I just, I'm with you.
Oh. I wouldn't have paid. Other people paid for me to go to the movie, so I was cool. But I wouldn't have, I'm be honest, I'm at home. I'm not doing it. I'm gonna put this in my gas tank. That's what I'm about to do with it this morning. Not gonna do it. Not gonna do it.
Yeah.
Hey, I will post you. So
now
me your offering.
Now
the only thing I have not watched is Creed.
Have you watched Creed yet?
No, I haven't watched the last one, so we'll probably watch that one this weekend. Something to do when I'm at home, or if I'm at work and I'm bored.
Yeah,
I'll start. But I haven't watched that one yet, and I'm praying it does not disappoint because I watched all the other ones back to back so I could get caught up. And
yeah.
I wasn't disappointed, you know.
Yeah.
So. I'm just hoping. I'm hoping that they don't disappoint. But I would not be going to the movie. I'm going to watch it here at home, but I hope it doesn't disappoint.
Yeah. Let me see. I don't know how they got on my site. So, I'm looking at my site. So, I watched this movie, right? It was called Man Up. And when I clicked on rom-coms, because I like rom-coms. I like romantic comedies. This one was pretty good. It's called Man Up, and it's about how this dude is meeting up with his blind date and ends up meeting with somebody else that met his blind date. And she gave her, anyway,
So she dating a guy. The guy don't know that she ain't the real blind date, you know. And it just go all kinds of wrong. I mean, they fall in love with each other, but it goes all kinds of wrong up until that point. And It was pretty refreshing for a rom-com because, like I said, most of the rom-coms now are ending with somebody dying, you know.
But
you know what I'm saying? Or somebody falling in love with you before you die. You know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if you watched 80 for Brady. I'm in love with the cast of Frank. What is it? Frankie and Grace and Frankie. You ever seen that show? Okay, Grace and Frankie is with, oh my God, I can't get these people names right. Anyway, when you Google Grace and Frankie, matter of fact, let me Google Grace and Frankie. But I love these two, I was going to say old ladies, but I'll say older ladies. And so they're in a movie about going to the Super Bowl.
I saw the preview for that.
Yeah, it was really, really good. Let me see. I'm gonna tell you, but Lily Tomlin and Jane Fonda.
Yeah.
And really, I mean, it was, when I say it was good, it was good. it was really good. So I watched that a couple of weeks ago when I just locked myself in my house so that I wouldn't deal with Bozoism, because Bozoism is really still alive. You know, it's still alive. You know, it's still alive. I would segue into the Bozoism, but I had, let me see what I do. I fixed me a hamburger, a drink, and laid in bed. I think it was on a Saturday, ignored everybody and watched that movie, and it was pretty good. So when y'all by yourself and y'all want to watch something that's fun, I mean, yes, some old ladies. Oh, I mean, older women in it. See, sis. But these ladies are funny, for real. They funny for real. I want to talk about Bozo with them. I tried to avoid it, but I can't get it out of my spirit. Bozo with them. Listen. And after I talk about Bozoism, hopefully it don't last the whole show, but after I talk about Bozoism, I want to talk about self-care. I want to be like a true podcast and talk about self-care. But anyway, Bozoism, most Bozos are narcissists. I want you to know this. And a lot
okay,
of people
you're,
are talking about.
You're gonna for, go ahead. For those who don't know, you may have to explain narcissism.
All right, we're gonna Google it so we can get y'all. So y'all be like, I don't know what a narcissist is. Okay, hold on. Personality qualities include thinking very highly of oneself, needing admiration, believing others are inferior, and lacking empathy for others. Okay?
Y'all got that?
I'm bringing up narcissists, and then I'm going to look up gaslighting because I'm going to put the two together. I'm just going to help somebody right quick. Gaslighting. All right. Gaslighting is a specific type of manipulation
where the manipulator is trying to get someone else or a group of people to question their own reality, memory, and perceptions. Okay. All right. So when you have a person who's a narcissist coupled with gaslighting things, you got a problem on your hands if you ain't strong. You got a problem on your hands, okay? Now, this is how you know that you are dealing with this type of bozo. If my Lord, if you know that this person has ultimately disrespected you and they turn around and say it's your fault that they did it, listen to me tonight. Listen. You are being lit on gas, okay? You are being lit on gas. When people say phrases to you like I'm cheating on you because you won't give me what I need, listen, you are being trapped in a room full of gas. I want to help you. You're with a bozo. You are with a bozo. Okay? Listen. Recently, I decided to share some things that I have experienced in my life. And one is like this. Okay? This is what a bozo said to me. Bozo said, the bozo said to me that a woman, y'all write this down. Don't write it, please. A woman, I can't get myself yet. Okay. A woman is underdeveloped until she get with a man. She's underdeveloped. She's underdeveloped. Okay? Yeah.
Well, then it sounds like he was in denial until he got with the woman.
All right. Y'all write that down. Listen, then I was told, I'm trying to tell y'all what gaslighting is. Then I was told, now the situation was I was told to vacate the marriage premises. I was told, this is how it was said to me. If you don't like the way I run this house, you need to find you somewhere to go. Okay, now. I don't know how y'all interpret that, but I'm a literal person. I think if you said it, you meant it. Because I believe that the bozo I was dealing with means what they say, right? So in a recent turn of events, I was told that I left him. Now, my Lord. This will be left up to interpretation by other people as me, as it being true. But all I did was follow instructions. Okay?
Yeah.
You got to know who you're dealing with. You can't call me everything but a child of God. Take my money and then tell me if I don't like the way you run stuff. I need to go find me somewhere to go. Now, I can't even say I'm cool with this if this was, I could deal with this if this was my boyfriend. You get what I'm saying? Or if this was, you know, I can't even do it like that. There's no way you can turn and say that to me. There's no way you can say that to me and then turn it around and say, we ain't together because of you, because of me. We ain't together. and some of y'all get your stuff together. We ain't together because we don't belong together, first of all. Because how you fix your mouth to say it to me in the first place? See, some of y'all be caught on, he said this, he said no, no, no. First of all, when a person don't like you and don't want to be with you and they manipulative, you need to get away from them anyway. Don't be sitting back talking about if I would have did this and he could have said this and all that. No, 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 you're tripping. You're tripping. Okay?
When people tell you or show you who they are, believe them.
Believe it. Believe it. And stop living in an imaginary world. Okay, for example, dude, Bozo said to me, that you need a job to, you know, you need a job, you need to do this, you need that, and and then turn around and said they ain't gonna work, and they ain't gonna, okay, listen, I'm a little caught up in it, but let me tell you something about gaslighting. A person will project their stuff over onto you. Okay? They will project it over on, listen, if they feel like they are a piece of trash, if they feel like they are inferior, if they feel like they have not accomplished the things that they want to accomplish in their lives, and you get with them and they are a dumpster, they will dump all of that stuff over on you. Okay? Everything that they say to you that's negative is how they feel about themselves. It's how they feel about themselves. And don't take what I'm saying as now I understand you, so now I can deal with you. No, you need to run for the hills. Because guess what? Bozos will destroy you. Okay? There's a lot of women that started out their relationship and they were strong. But guess what? Over time, a narcissist that is coupled with the gaslighting spirit will chip away at you. Will chip away at you. Do you understand? They'll start off telling you that you're the greatest thing to ever walk the planet. They can't believe that they're with you. You are the most awesome thing they've ever experienced in their life. They'll brag and tell everybody how good and blessed they are. And I'm not telling you something I ain't experienced. Good and blessed they are and blah, 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 blah. And then the next thing you know, they talk to you like you are a perfect piece of trash. It's called gaslighting, y'all. Okay? They build you up. Then they tear you down. That's how it is. I'm just trying to help you with something. Especially now, if you that person that's sitting at home saying, I don't know what I did wrong, you've been lit. You've been lit. I'm just trying to help you. If you that person that's sitting at home talking about, well, he used to treat me like this, and now he say I done this, that, and the other. Yeah. Let me tell you something. When a man tell you done gained too much weight and he over there big as a house, come on. You've been lit. You've been lit. Dang. Let me tell y'all something. This is for y'all information. Because people think they can, you know, they can be slick. You can't be slick with a woman, not for real. She 10 steps ahead of you. So I was able to, and y'all don't do this at home. But her started flirting with me again. The Bozo started flirting with me again. So what I did was I went and got one of his old phones so I could see if what he's saying to me is true. Oh, he talked to 15 women in the thing. He telling them all the same thing. Good morning, baby girl. 15 women in the inbox on Facebook. And see, I look, and y'all be playing around. Oh, I don't care. And all of this, yeah, okay. All right. Anyway, so I can see everybody. So he
he texts me, I can't live without you. And at the same time, texts this other lady. And this is like five, this is like while he, like right after he texts me, he texts the lady and said, hey, when I'm going to get to see you. You understand what I'm saying? Let me tell y'all something. Let me tell y'all something. Y'all be playing around with that Facebook stuff. Y'all be playing around, but let me tell you something. Temptation is cold-blooded. Do you hear me? Facebook didn't do nothing but make the real people, come on, the real players come out. They gave another form to play. And don't be, look, some of this woman, well, I'm thinking if I just love him right, he going to stop what he's doing. Listen, who gas like who? You tripping. You is tripping, boo. Look. It's all kinds of ways. People on WhatsApp, in the Instagram, in the everything. In everything. I watched this man, then I repented and put his phone back where I found it. But I'm just saying. I'm just saying, man. Look, you can't fix nobody. You can't change nobody. You can't love people to life. That's not real. Look, Jesus loved people to life. God sent his son for that. You need to run. That's what you need to do. You need to run. You know, I'm just saying, boom, that is bozo moment of the night. He texts me, hey, baby girl, turn around and text this other lady, I want to taste you. Boom, come on, I'm trying to help y'all. Y'all with this bozoism. A bozo is a bozo. Folk ain't going to change for you. They made the biggest commitment, especially you married, and they made the biggest commitment of their life and married you, and it's still a Facebook hero.
Wait a minute. Facebook
hero saving every helper on Facebook. I saw some women in his inbox that listen to my church videos on Sundays that reply to them. They, come on, people. Y'all be sitting around playing with these, be sitting around playing with the child, and then y'all be like, the Lord gave you common sense, too. He told you not to give your pearls to the swine, and y'all sitting around just giving the whole string of pearls to the swine. Just here, take them, because you too, your self-esteem too low to go and wait for somebody that's gonna treat you right or just love yourself. All right, I'm going to stop.
Yeah.
I don't want to hurt people.
Bozoism knows no bounds.
No bounds. He don't care. He'll be talking to you about your mama and telling you that he love your mama, miss your mama. And as soon as y'all get off the phone, he on the phone with another lady talking under her dress. Let me tell you something. When they show you who they are, that's who they are. Sometimes a bozo wants you in their life because you make their life comfortable enough for them to keep doing what they're doing.
Yeah.
No. If a man disrespects you, he disrespects you. If a woman disrespects you, that's exactly how they feel. When they, look, let me tell y'all something. I told y'all last year, I'm not going to expect any more or less from a person once I know what you about. I'm not going to expect you to do more than that. I'm not going to expect you to do less than that. I'm going to expect you to do exactly what you have shown me you're capable of doing.
Yep.
I'm not saying there ain't no good men or women in the world. I'm just saying integrity, to operate in integrity, some folk don't. They won't. somebody that's when, let me tell you what integrity is. I'm going to do the right thing even when nobody's around. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm walking integrity all time. And in this day and time, it's hard to find that because, like I said, you got Facebook, Instagram, you got Twitter, you got all kinds of ways. And come on. You got WhatsApp. They encrypt all your stuff. Can't nobody, you know what I'm saying? Nobody know what you're doing. You at work, at your desk. There's Facebook. You get what I'm saying? Your wife ain't with you at lunch. Your wife go in the other room. Your husband go in the bathroom. Your boyfriend go in the bathroom. There, he got his phone in there. You know, it's just everything is so, it's just easy access to everything. You see what I'm saying? Then this lady told me, she said, well, if you go looking, you find something. I say, shut up. I said, because I wouldn't find nothing if it wasn't there. See, y'all making excuses for these bozos. Oh, if you go looking, you find it. But it's not supposed to be there. When did we start making this stuff? Who made this stuff up? If you go looking, you find something. Girl, first of all, if it ain't there, it ain't there. I'm being real. So you telling me if I go in the gas tank looking for gas, and gas in there and ain't putting nothing in there, I'm going to try it. I'm sure going to try it. My AC out. I need to go out there and look for the AC and look for some cold air out the AC. I get so mad at women because we be saying the craziest thing to each other. Well, girl, maybe you ain't doing him right at home. Girl, sit down. Sit down. He cheating because he greedy. He's cheating because he's a bozo. He's cheating because he's disrespectful. He's cheating because he don't really want to be with me. He wants to do his own thing. See, y'all, if you want to stop bozo wisdom, walk away from the bozo. And if you the bozo, you need cheat. That's what it is. If half of y'all are saying them little phrases, bozos. You a bozo yourself. And I know y'all saying, well, you took his phone. No, I wouldn't have told him I took his phone. I wouldn't have told him I took his phone, and I read all his messages right in front of him as I exited the door. Mm-hmm. I just hope I help somebody. That's my talk on self-care.
Well, yeah, that's a version of it.
That is.
That is true.
All right. I hope I didn't go in too hard on y'all. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry, but.
No, I mean, the bozos needed to hear it. And those who are suffering from the backlash of bozoism, they need to hear it as well. It's the people who are listening tonight who didn't know what a narcissist was.
Yeah. They put themselves before you.
And now they understand that what happened to them yesterday when they were listening to that nonsense that came out of that bozo's mouth, that they were being gaslit.
Gaslit! Come on. Come on. This man is texting me and got in the message with the lady talking about he ain't found who he, look, he just told me I love you, I can't live without you. Told the lady in the messenger, hey, I ain't found what I'm looking for yet.
Come on, people.
Come on. I'm trying to tell you. And look, don't be scared to investigate, but this is what I'm going to say. Don't waste your time. Y'all, people, and I'm not meaning to sound morbid, but people passing away, you don't know if you got 2 years, you don't know if you got 10, you don't know if you got an hour, you don't know if you got the week. But one more minute wasted on a bozo is too long. It's too short. I told one of my friends the other day, I said, you don't need no reason to leave. You don't need to wait for a reason to leave a person. You get what I'm saying? I watched this lady on Facebook.
I added a couple of minutes to our show because this getting good. I watched the video of lady on Facebook say her husband shot her in the face. You understand me? Shot her in the face. Do you hear what I'm saying? And the lady was on the video crying and praying to God and all this, and then said she out right now buying her getting clothes for her husband and her son for a funeral. And I was saying to myself, are we not listening to this lady? Everybody talking about they in tears. I was looking at the comments. Everybody saying they was in tears. And now one person said, why are you still with your husband?
Yeah.
She was on there saying, Lord, help me. I don't know why I got to go through this and all this. But no, and everybody was crying. Yeah, and putting praying hands in the thing. And I was saying, when we going to love each other enough to say, what you need me to do, pick your stuff up? You know, what you need me to do? Call the laws and stand there with the police while you take your stuff out the house? Or do you need me to hide you? You know what I'm saying? I'll hide you. You know what I'm talking about? This what's happening to me right now. I ain't gonna say it's happening to other people. I'm just saying this dude flirted with me, and he got mad because I said what I need you for. And I'm not saying I'm not saying that I don't love relationships. I love relationships, but what I was trying to ask him was, what do I need you for? I have my kids are grown. I got my own place. I got a good job. My car ain't the car I want, but it's the car I got, and I thank God for it. I said, I'm trying to figure out how adding you to my life is going to benefit me. You see what I'm saying? He got mad. He got frustrated. I told him, I said, it was a time in my life where I would have just dated you because I just didn't want to be by myself. But I'm at a place right now where I can choose not to be with you because I don't have to. I don't have kids. You know what I'm saying? I done did it. Yeah. So I'm good. So he's still mad. He's still hot as fish grease about it. But the truth of the matter is, I know enough to help some folk understand, what are you really searching for that you'll stay with a person who talks? And people be talking about how many times I got married. But let me tell y'all something. I will throw a nigga's stuff out the window, and I have done it. I'm telling the truth, out the window, before I waste. Once I realize I'm wasting time with you, you get what I'm saying? It's not really. Mm-hmm. And I try to tell people, don't let me get to the place where I think I'm wasting time, because all that when people be talking about we've been together 35 years, you know. And round of applause. But I also hear them say, well, he used to beat me, and the Lord brought us through the tough times. He got outside children, but we made it through. Me and the baby mama get along now, you know. And I be listening, and I be saying, dang. You know, slow down, and I had to listen, you know, because sometimes we be so hell-bent on trying to look like or have what other people have, and you don't realize what they have. You don't realize what 35 years was.
Right, and it's like people on the outside looking in, their relationship is great. That's what they're supposed to see. They're not supposed to know what's going on in your house.
Yeah.
But same time, you don't know what's going on in their house, so stop speaking on it.
Yeah.
It's not as good as you think it is.
Yeah, and stop. Like this lady, she said, "I'd rather listen to married people than divorced people." I said, "Why? Not listen to both of them, or not listen to any of them at all?" Well, you don't get what I'm saying. I said, "I hear you. I say, and it sounds good. I say, but." So but it's been together for a long time. And I ain't down in it. Listen to everybody if you want to listen. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But listen to everybody. Because you need to know, my first marriage, and damn tell you, it was a mess. But somebody came along and said to me, You're stronger than you think you are. It's okay to divorce him. Oh, listen, this man had women, men. His mama was crazy, harassed me. And I ain't talking about just harass. I'm talking about harassment. Do you hear me? I call hell in that marriage because there was something in me that said, never get a divorce. You know, you don't need to, you're a Christian and you shouldn't get a divorce. And so fight for your marriage, fight for your, you know. Then this older lady told me, Zam, she said, now this is why I was married to this dude. She told me, well, if he cheating on you, it's your fault. I said, what you mean by that? This is an older lady with gray hair. I said, you got to be careful of both of us. She told me, she said, if he's cheating, it's your fault because you probably ain't doing something right at home.
Wow.
Now, I'm a young lady, and I'm looking at this, because, see, we were talking respect our elders, right? So I'm looking at this lady, and I'm saying to myself, let me do better. It put me, but this is what it did. It put me it lowered my self-esteem and put me in a place of begging. I wasn't begging outright for this man to treat me right. But I was begging through submission. You can't submit yourself to garbage. You know what I'm saying? And then
you ain't lying.
On, for real. And then, so I'm in a mode where I'm not thinking about myself, how I look. We was dragging my kids from one apartment to another. Listen, we lost the apartment because this dude was stealing and went to jail, right? He went to jail. He was getting a SSI check. Now, y'all listen very carefully. This man was getting an SSI check. So the check was coming straight. It was coming in the mailbox at the time. It was a paper check. His parents, he went to jail. Now, his check wasn't enough to cover how much stuff he stole, bail and all that. So he wasn't getting out. But his mama showed up at my house to get his check because his daddy's name, they had the same name. So his daddy's going to cash the check and take it to take care of his son. Now, mind you, ain't no food in the house. Ain't no, the rent is coming. They showed up to get the only income that was coming to the house at the time I was not working. I need y'all to listen because people be doing stuff. So they come to get the check, right? My point is, a bozo can be birthed from a couple of bozos. I'm just trying to tell you, you know. And at that time, like I'm telling you, at that time, I give them the check. Now, don't get me wrong. I started making stuff and selling banners, and I took care of my kids or whatever. But my point is, you have to have some pride about yourself to stand by yourself. It took me a minute to recondition my mind enough to get out of that relationship. It was not easy. My mama showed up I'm talking about it then, at my back door at the apartments I was living in and said, she was crying out at the back door, Janice, please. I had got real sick. I had got sick, y'all. Do you hear me? I got sick. And at times didn't know where I had got sick from, but I was sick. And she didn't come in the door. She just stood out in the back because I wouldn't listen to her. Because my mind was still on what folk were saying to me, hold on to your marriage, fight for your marriage, blah, 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 blah. Right? Just, I was dying, y'all. Do you hear me? You have to stand up for yourself. You have to stand up for yourself. You can't be so caught up in what folks think or trying to be your parents or trying to be trying to look the part. You what you gonna do if you land in that bed and they tell you these are your last days and you done wasted your whole life on the bozo? You'd have wasted all your time on a bozo. Come on.
Yeah. For real?
All right, I didn't went off enough.
Somebody needed to hear.
I just went off enough. You know.
Yeah.
I got this thing I say them. I don't have to. That's my new phrase. I don't have to. You know.
And you
when the huh?
And you don't.
Be like, I don't have to, you know, and get it. I mean, because some of the people, you'll be amazed at how many people got that little switch in their back. But you don't have to. And whoever telling you you have to, you need to get away from them. Whoever tells you, oh, you better fight. Listen,
fight for yourself.
Come on.
Fight for yourself. Self-love is the best love. Fight for yourself.
It's the best love.
Fight for yourself.
There'd be some crazy stuff going on. It'd be crazy. You know, you unhappy. Look, and I'm not talking about you selfish in a relationship. Some of y'all bozos. And y'all, I'm not talking to bozos. I'm talking to folk who have attached themselves to bozos. You know you made a mistake. Are you scared to leave? Don't be scared. Don't be scared. Don't do it. Just get on out of there. Just jump. Leap. Take off. Okay. Just take off. People say, what kind of preacher are you to tell people get a divorce? I'm the one to tell the truth. If he busts her in her face, I'm gonna tell her to divorce him. If his mama all in his house and they grown people, no, is she all in? Huh?
To just, you know, there's no reason he could possibly give to justify that.
No reason. And did you see in the news, Sam, where that man punched that woman, was punching that woman in the face at that fast food place? And her and her son went to jail for murder because her son came back and shot that Negro. Yeah. Killed him.
Wow.
So now both of them, the mama and son on trial for murder, going to jail for murder. But the man was in the video all on, it's everywhere. The man was in the line, and the lady was telling him, man, just go to your car or something like that. Something she was saying to him. And she said, say one more thing, and I'm going to punch you in your face. Grown man tells this woman. And she said, one more thing, and he did. He started punching the mess out of her. People were running out the fast food place. And you know, they said that the woman said, go get my gun. I think this was, I don't know that part of the story, but I do know the video I saw. And they came back shot him. He was wet when I say he was like she was a dude. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This world crazy.
It really is.
Keep playing. I tell you, that's why I say, you know, like they were talking about Big Pokey or whatever. But when I watched the video of Big Pokey, he did a big breath, like a deep breath.
Mhm.
Yeah. You saw the video?
Mhm. It was sent to me. I watched it once and I deleted it. I wasn't trying to see it no more. But
yeah. I watched it once. No, I watched it twice because I at first I watched it and I was like, what is that? Then I went back and I said, oh my God. Because you could hear when he took that last breath. I said, oh my God.
Yes.
Mhm. Well, y'all, I'm through. Tim, you want to say something before we get off of here?
Love yourself. Give yourself a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Stop giving these bozos in these relationships so many chances. They show you who they are. Believe it. Believe
and keep
it.
It pushing. Give yourself a chance at love, life, and happiness. You know,
yeah.
I promise you that ain't the only person in the world. There's a whole bunch more for you to choose from.
That's true. That's true.
And mind your business.
Mind your business. Woo.
That part.
Okay, I'm gonna end my last words off. People get on my nerves sometimes. That's it. That's it. That's all. We love y'all, but we gotta go. We'll talk to you next Monday. Oh, we got some more stuff to talk about. Hopefully I don't get stuck on both of them, but it's just so much stuff that happened. Y'all have a good night. Talk to you later.